Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Testimony in Trump criminal trial now underway.
Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker took the stand first.
Campus safety concerns during pro-Palestinian protests.
Any kind of violence is not going to be tolerated.
A Supreme Court case that could affect homeless encampments.
Being homeless is not a crime, and that's...
I know that's what you say.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Opening statements and the first witness makes up day one of former President Trump's Manhattan criminal trial. CBS's Jared Hill at the courthouse.
Former President Trump downplayed the allegations against him following opening statements in his historic criminal trial in New York.
It's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing.
Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. He's accused of using his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to funnel payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors said Trump, quote, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election. The defense countered, saying there's, quote, nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy.
First witness, former National Enquirer executive David Pecker, says they used checkbook journalism. Prosecutors say Pecker's outlet tried to squash salacious stories about Trump as he ran for president. With Passover beginning at sundown, there's extra security on some college campuses because of possible anti-Semitism during Gaza war protests.
I'm Peter King. New York's Columbia University has seen a sixth straight day of protests. There were no in-person classes. Some Jewish students have said they felt threatened. But, says NYPD Deputy Commissioner Tariq Shepard,
there's been no credible threats to any particular group or individual.
At Yale University, police have arrested about 45 people for misdemeanor trespassing. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have set up camps at Yale, Columbia, MIT, and the Universities of Michigan and North Carolina.
Hamas changes its demands in the hostage negotiations with Israel, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
Israel moved significantly in agreeing to the last offer that was put onto the table. And Hamas, in response, has moved the goalposts. We think they ought to accept the deal.
The U.S. will keep pushing for the release of hostages, it says. The Supreme Court hears arguments in an Oregon case on whether it's cruel and unusual to punish people for sleeping on the streets when shelter space is lacking. Chief Justice Roberts asked Oregon lawyer Theana Evangelist,
what will the city do if you don't prevail here?
The city's hands will be tied. It will be forced to surrender its public spaces as it has been.
In exchange with Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
There's nothing in the law that criminalizes homelessness.
That's what you say, but if I look at the record and see differently.
Stocks jump on Wall Street. Now this.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
It's a bill involving teachers and guns that earlier this month sparked protests like this at the Tennessee State House. The latest from CBS's Mark Strassman.
There were more student protests in Nashville today, angry about a proposed gun law. It would allow teachers and staff to carry guns in school. The question is, would it make those schools safer? The Republican Senate has already passed the bill. The House is likely to pass it. And Tennessee's Republican governor has said he will sign it. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Nashville.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up a Biden administration appeal over the regulation of difficult-to-track ghost guns. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is probably a good sign for the Biden administration that the Supreme Court is willing to look at this, because the appellate court had struck down parts of the law.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The White House says it has a remedy for what ails nursing homes when it comes to pandemic-exposed staffing shortages. Vice President Kamala Harris announcing during a stop in Wisconsin.
For the first time, we are establishing, the first time in the history of our country, we are establishing national minimum staffing standards for federally funded nursing homes.
Harris also met with nursing home workers today. President Biden celebrated Earth Day by promoting a new green jobs program.
Are you looking for a job and want to help our planet?
Today, I'm proud to announce that Americans across the country can now apply to become the first members of the American Climate Corps.
The president says the new green jobs training program aims to attract young people.
We're recruiting for over 2,000 positions in 36 states.
He says not only will you help in the fight against climate change, but
you'll get paid to fight.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Drivers are facing the worst sticker shock in a generation. Used car prices, interest rates, and insurance prices have skyrocketed. CBS's Jeff Nguyen.
Last month, the average price of a new car was just under $47,000, and the average new car payment was north of $700. Also in March, the average interest rate for a new car loan was more than 7%, used nearly 12%. As for finding something affordable...
20,000 vehicles dead. If you want a $20,000 vehicle, you're buying a used car.
What will it take for prices to turn around?
In the end, if consumers don't buy, prices will come down.
The New York Fed says auto loan delinquencies are at their highest level since 2008 because of higher prices and ballooning interest rates. Jeff Nguyen, CBS News, Los Angeles.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.